Would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Present.
Mayor Ronald Burley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan.
Here.
City staff Richard Marsh, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Sharon Bono, Finance Director Andy Heratic, Public Works Director Aldo Ordunio, City Attorney.
Thank you for the invocation. Let us turn our thoughts to all the good things in our lives, our family, friends, neighbors, and the great community that we live in. And so for all of these good things in our lives, let us reflect on those with a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. We have no one signed up tonight on this long agenda, so let's go to item number one, accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $319,625.75.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $319,625.75. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda, items A through J, and I will read those. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on May the 3rd, 2016 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on May the 17th, 2016 at 7 p.m. C, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on June the 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. D, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on July the 5th, 2016 at 7 p.m. E, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on July the 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. F, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on August the 2nd, 2016 at 7 p.m. G, approval of the appointment of Kelly Galligan to the Bisbee Arts Commission. H, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Boys and Girls Club for the use of Arizona Street between De Altamont and Rupee Street for the 8th Annual Car and Bike Show on Arizona Street to be held on Saturday, September the 3rd, 2016 from 6 a.m. till 5 p.m. I, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park to host the Sabado Cultural Festival on Saturday, September the 3rd, 2016 from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. And J, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Brewery Gulch for the 2016 Brewery Gulch Days to be held on Sunday, September the 4th, 2016 from 1 p.m. till 11 p.m. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through J.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through J. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson.
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn.
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan.
Aye.
Mayor Lee.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, discussion and possible approval of a donation of $600 to the school for the purchase of radios. Mr. Andy Heratic, Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is an effort that's being led by our police chief, Albert Chavez, and his goal is to provide a radio to everyone on staff at our school, at our public school, at the high school. We don't always have a resource officer, and with things being the way they are in the world, we're questioning things. Albert feels that it's just going to be better and safer for us to make sure that every staff member has a radio. The police union and the fire union have each bought $300 or 10 radios apiece. As you know, recycling is, we put a little money aside in recycling to help with public events. Recycling is a voluntary effort in this town, and the high school is a really good recycler, so we would like to sponsor this to ensure that every staff member at that school has a radio. I will tell you that these radios are fairly inexpensive. They are almost considered a throwaway radio. They're so inexpensive, as you know, that when the police are fired by radios, they can be several thousand dollars a radio. So these are inexpensive, and they're hard working. Albert's Albert was really, I think he was lucky to find these, and he's found some people who've used them, and they've had really good luck. So we're asking for your support from recycling to help make our school a little safer in case we need it.
Any questions or comments from the council? Councilmember Klein.
Just a comment. I'd really like to thank Mr. Heretic and Chief Echave and Chief Bernalite for this donation. I've already received my radio, mm-hmm. and it's much smaller than my old radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we really, really appreciate this very, very much. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve a donation to the school in the amount of $600 for the purchase of radios.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve a donation to the school in the amount of $600 for the purchase of radios. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Andy Heretic.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Appreciate that. Item number four, discussion and possible approval of an intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for election supplies and services. Ms. Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, City of Bisbee.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you tonight is the IGA that we use with the county every year for election services. They provide all the election equipment as well as send out the ballots, do the tabulating of the ballots at the end, and provide us with the final numbers. We do not have to do publicity pamphlets this year because we do not have any propositions on the ballot, so this election should be fairly simple for us and very low in cost, hopefully.
Any questions or comments from the council? Councilmember Hansen.
I just have a couple of questions because I'm not familiar with this IGA. And on the Exhibit A, it was talking about election services for standard countywide elections, and then it says for consolidated elections. Which one do we fall on?
We thought we're consolidated elections.
Under the consolidated, that's what I thought. Okay. So it's going to cost us a little more than $500.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve an intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for election supplies and services.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve an intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for election supplies and services. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Ms. Coronado.
Thank you.
Next, we are on this long, tenuous agenda. We'll now go to the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. There's only three items that I wanted to briefly talk about. And one is the all-employee meeting. The purpose of the meeting is for me to meet and greet all the employees of the city of Bisbee, to let them know I am, my management style is a public servant, and that I have a public servant leadership style of management, which means that I want to get an idea of how they think I can serve them better as their city manager. I also want to know, do they have any advice or suggestions about what we can be doing better as an organization? And I want to also know, how do they really think we're doing? And so this meeting will be held at the end of this month. The other purpose of the meeting is to say thank you for your service. Your hard work matters. You are making a difference, and that you are appreciated and valued. I will be having biannual all-employee meetings, and if necessary, I'm more frequent than that, but I'll have to see how it goes after this first one. The other thing I wanted to mention is the customer service training. I want to thank Mr. Andy Heretic for bringing this to my attention. We're going to offer that free of charge to all the employees. We're going to start off with the Public Works Department. Our position is that our citizens and business owners are our customers, and we provide a service. And we don't want to only provide a service, but we want to give our citizens and business owners an experience as we provide that service, which should be good. We also want to state publicly that we think we're doing a good job, but no matter how good you're doing, we always feel we can do better. So that's what that's about. The third thing I want to mention is the reminder of the ribbon cutting ceremony that's going to take place tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the fire department. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to comment quickly on the customer service training.
I was talking to Andy about that, and I'm under the impression that the City of Bisbee, through the library, is also going to be providing customer service training to all merchants as well.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. So I think that'll be announced later on, but I just wanted to mention I thought that was pretty cool, too.
It's really cool. We're going to start with Public Works, and then myself, and then we're going to encourage all the city employees to participate in that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.
Okay, I think that was the shortest one. I think that...